Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Cade Moyer. I am the host of the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have not heard of the podcast before, I interview people who believe they've had encounters with weird and the unknown. That could be a UFO encounter, an alien encounter, an encounter with a yaoi, the paranormal, the mixture of all of them, and you'll be surprised how often that actually happens. But today we are talking about something that I think is rather important when it comes to UFOs and non-human intelligence, and that's disclosure. Disclosure is a really, really intimate thing, and it has an independent version of that. Everyone will have their own idea of what disclosure is. A lot of people may think that we're already living in an age of disclosure. We've had the government, Pentagon, saying that UFOs are real. And this is done multiple years ago. And just recently, we've had a couple of whistleblowers and people go under oath to say that UFOs are real. Non-human intelligence are real. So the question is, what is disclosure? And are we currently going through it? So, disclosure. Something really, really major happened a couple of weeks ago. David Rush, David Fravor, and Ryan Graves all went under oath in a US congressional hearing about UAPs, under oath saying everything that they've experienced, everything that they're sharing is real. And a lot of people seem to be, I guess, upset that no new information really came out from this hearing. And I completely get that, because we all want to see bodies. We all want to see the craft. We want to bring it out and show off world three. But what's so important about this is that when you go under oath, you are essentially committing yourself to saying, put me in jail if I'm lying. If you can prove that everything that I've said is not true, lock me away. And that's a really, really major thing to do. If I ask anyone here, would you go under oath and say, this is all real? I think a lot of people really have a good second guess about that. These three gentlemen are essentially heroes in my eyes when it comes to UFOs and disclosure. Because of these gentlemen, we're going to be having multiple witnesses come forward. David Rush has to be one of the bravest people in UFO history. And I'm sure the other members of the panel would potentially agree with that, because this guy has put his entire career on the line, his entire life and his family's life all on the line for the sake of getting this information out. So I wanna put it to Ben. Ben, you've been in the UFO field for longer than anyone I really know. what's your opinion about this? Like, are you in a similar mindset that these guys are paving the way, leading the way for what's coming in the future?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. We really are in unprecedented times. When you look at all the preceding decades where it's been a complete, almost a cold war when it comes to the UFO topic. There's nothing to see here. Look away. It's not happening. Roswell was a mobile balloon, so nothing to see here. It was very much treated like that from the top. And back 20, 30 years ago, and probably even 10 years ago, they could achieve that. That was very easy to achieve, and the further back in time you went, that was just the way it was. Like when Roswell actually happened, they said, no, it was a weather balloon. Oh, well, everybody goes at the time, fair enough, move on, we've got cows to milk, let's just get on with it. So don't underestimate the importance of what we've just seen recently. It really is amazing. And these gentlemen here, they really bring credibility. So while the Roswell story itself, for example, is a whole host of, in many cases, second-hand testimonies, some first-hand testimonies, it's a very big and vast area of discussion. You can't argue with these three guys on the screen. They are highly credible, intelligence, and Air Force personnel. And if you watch the Spotlight documentary that was on 6 months ago, whatever that was, that also brought it out. So once we started seeing this Tic Tac video, this Tic Tac,
yeah. What
the hell is that? And you follow the story and you go, wow, it's such a cool and amazing piece of gear that they saw off the Nimitz of the Princeton. I met Kevin Day when I was in Phoenix for the 2017 International UFO Congress. And yeah, he was a really genuine guy to meet. And these guys are not trying to be heroes at this. They're trying to get traction for their people to report this topic and these interactions in a sane and protected way. Let's take away and remove the stigma of a UFO report. You know, and this is at the top end of it. And let alone in the civil aviation area, where they're even further behind.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see Qantas' UFO reports, Jetstars, everything like that, but you can't get that information. That's private company. They don't have to give it to you.
No, and even the commercial pilots, they are so frightened of coming forward because there's every chance they're going to lose their jobs. They're going to lose their entire career, their livelihood over it. And it's a genuine concern to think that after this conference is done, we're all going to jump on planes to go back home.
Yeah.
If they see something, it needs to be reported.
Yes, it does. And they need to report that fear of reprisal. So that's one aspect of it. But then you've got biologics and craft, as I said this morning. I mean, they are big words in the context of what we're talking about here. Biologics and craft. Just let that sink into your head for a moment. We have crash retrievals, we have bodies. And if you listen to it and read about it properly, or read a lot of it, you'll see that some of them even lived, or one of them at least lived, for a few months after the crash. So that's big news. But in 1947, it wasn't big news. It became big news and disappeared again. But now in 2023, the landscape has completely changed. So we're on the cusp, I think, I hope, and I believe that the gatekeepers who have been keeping the screws on the lid of this for so long are scrambling to try and either keep it secret, or it's going to reach the point where you keep the genie's out of the bottle. And this is the crack on the top of the genie's bottle.
Yeah, absolutely. The government is in a position where they need to try to get ahead of the narrative and try to control that. And we're actually seeing that kind of happen with David Rush at the moment. There's this, it's taken a while, and I'm surprised it's taken this long for almost this smear campaign to come out against David Rush, because his medical records are being leaked and things like that, and it's kind of trying to build a narrative that he's a little bit mentally unstable, like this is a person that shouldn't be trusted.
Yeah.
And it's too late.
Yes. It is, exactly right. Maybe pass over to Peter for his comments.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Anthony, I would love to get your thoughts on this, because you, very much like me, you speak to people day in, day out who have had encounters with this type of stuff. What does this kind of mean for you as someone who does that? Because these people were kind of getting that confirmation that not crazy, this is happening.
So,
I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, look, it's obviously a good thing to see it sort of come out in truth in the open there, and that, and so it sort of brings more credibility to people's sightings, I sort of feel. It's a good lead spec to go and look, you know, people aren't actually initially crazy. They have seen some strange crafts out there. The people are seeing some sort of beings, which we don't understand, which we are trying to understand, obviously. And this is a really good breaking point to sort of try and see what is actually going to be coming out.
You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.